This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in once again to the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Technology Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Keon Sanai, a veteran technology entrepreneur who founded Independa to develop easy integrated technology solutions to help our growing elderly population age in place to stay independent longer, more safely, and more comfortably. Keon, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
Hey, great to have you back, and I'd like to say congratulations on securing additional investments. How much new funding did Independa raise, and what does that bring total investments to?
Well, we raised a few hundred thousand additional to the existing note that was open, but we actually got oversubscribed on that note. It's a convertible note, and it was a $2.2 million convertible note, and we got oversubscribed to $2.35 as we closed the note.
And that's a pretty good problem to have, oversubscribing. So who supported the new funding round?
Well, we have a couple of venture capital funds that are actually in our note here at the seed stage, which is fantastic. And they both stepped up and actually increased their positions, as well as we had new investors come in. We wanted to close the note before we actually pivoted and focused on our Series A. Now that we have customers and are in the midst of national rollouts.
What makes Independa attractive to the investors, and can you give us a recap of recent milestones that you've accomplished?
You bet. So taking the first part in terms of attractiveness, well, you can't find a more vibrant and growing demographic, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. We have a demographic tsunami of the elderly, and in fact, it's not just the baby boomers, as we call them, over the next 20 years, but in fact, it's over the next 40 years, four decades of growth for technology addressing the needs for people looking to stay independent in the residence. And the reason is in 20 years, our 65-year-olds, which are the leading edge of our baby boomers, are going to start becoming 85. And those 85-year-olds will then have a lot less kids because behind our baby boomer generation is a lot less kids. And so it's even more incumbent on not just families, but really policymakers, countries, to have proper technology in place to help address the health and comfort needs of the elderly. So that's the big deal. There's a huge cost. There's a huge demographic opportunity for decades. And everyone wants to stay where they are today. Nobody wants to move from a home to independent living, or from independent living to assisted living, or from assisted living to a nursing home. Each step of that process is much more expensive, much less desirable, and much less comfortable for both the care recipient as well as their loved one family members. So that's why we are attractive in terms of just the positioning. In terms of the technology, we have unique technologies that are cloud-based and easy to use and very holistic, so that one company namely Independa, can take care of all sorts of aspects of someone's aging-in-place requirements, such as health and activity and environmental monitoring, as well as social engagement and just having fun aspects to the whole offering. Very importantly, we have something called Life Stories, which allows you to record stories and essentially capture the life of your loved one in audio files that you can then share over Facebook and email. So there's a lot of components all in one place. We use a telephone, and we're also, as you saw the announcement, partnered with one of our investors, LG Electronics, to be on their commercial TV. So those are the two platforms that the elderly are most comfortable, the telephone and the TV, and we also have a tablet for them to use. So that's more detail about why Independa. And the second part of your question is the milestones. And we made a major announcement with our partners at Live Home, leading a geriatric care management home care company in the United States, where they picked our platform, chose it strategically, and they're going to market with us throughout the country. So that was made on March 29th between the CEO of Live Home, Mike Nicholson, and myself at the National Press Club in Washington. And as Mike put it, they're wringing out 90% of the cost of home care using a service called Live Independa, which is our co-branded solution. And as he put it, again, we couldn't agree more, it's the best of breed of a high touch and high tech together to help the elderly stay where they need to be in their home. So that's one major milestone. The other one is, of course, our LG partnership, where we are embedded in LG commercial TVs, and we're entering pilot phases with those in multiple senior living communities, and then going into betas later this year. And we're hopeful, based on the scheduled release dates for their televisions coming out of Korea, that we're looking at the end of this year for generally available TVs with an Ependa embedded inside them, just like you have LG plus LodgeNet as leaders in the hospitality market. The same is what we're looking to do together with LG in the senior living market, which is, of course, a huge market with multiple millions of seats just in the U.S., and we both have global aspirations there as well.
Really exciting news today. We are with Keon Sanai, a veteran technology entrepreneur who founded Independent to Develop Easy integrated technology solutions to help our growing elderly population age in place to stay independent longer, more safely, and more comfortably here on eHealth Radio's Health and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Keon, how will Independa use the new investment?
This is essentially increasing our ability to execute to these national rollouts, and also allows us to have the runway necessary as we have our discussions with venture capital firms as part of our Series A, which have also begun and are going well. So it's just the next step in our overall strategy to continue being the market leaders in this wonderful space.
And how is Independa leveraging emerging trends in wireless healthcare today?
Oh, that's a great question, Eric, here. There are so many different trends in wireless health. There's various wireless technologies, from Bluetooth to Bluetooth LE for low energy, to Wi-Fi, to ANT, to Zigbee and Z-Wave, all these spaghetti soup of technologies. And what we have is we have a platform, which is a software platform, that's agnostic to all that's going on the specific hardware and standards-based evolutions. So we support really the winners and what the market supports, and we integrate with various types of devices, be they individual devices like the Telcare cellular-based glucometer that's been announced by us, so I can share that here with you, which is an individual best-of-breed award-winning device, or multiple hubs, so that a hub itself can have multiple health devices connecting to it. And those are just on the health side. Then you add components such as the activity and environmental sensors to be able to monitor how someone's doing beyond just their health telemetry. And last but not least is the simple use of a wireless tablet. So we're running on Galaxy tablets that come with 4G. So basically, you turn them on. It's an Independa-specific personal interaction device for the elderly. No computer knowledge is required. You simply touch and have single-touch access to Facebook, to email, to games and puzzles, to the Internet, all categorized for you so you don't have to ever enter a URL, to your health information, to video chat with contacts that have been defined, friends and family, grandkids, and so forth. Schedule for your daily medications, your daily activities, as well as weekly view of what's coming up as a planner. All of that, oh, by the way, a picture frame mode as well, so you can be looking at pictures that people have sent to you. All of that using a tablet that is automatically connected using wireless technology, so you don't have to worry about Wi-Fi setup. You don't have to worry about, again, connectivity at all.
Very, very cool. Now, where can our listeners get more information about Independa and your services and the technologies that you offer?
Well, we'd be happy to have them visit our website, which is www.independa.com. That's Independa.com.
Excellent. And do you have a closing tip for other startups that offer telehealth or telecare?
You bet. It's a big market, and my only suggestion would be to go either very deep in one thing that you do or extremely broad in connecting with many, many things. Both of those are difficult to do, to be best of breed at, but you need to take a pick and be best of breed at either be super broad or super deep.
We've been talking with Keon Sanai, a veteran technology entrepreneur who founded Independa to develop easy, integrated technology solutions to help our growing elderly population age in place to stay independent longer, more safely, and more comfortably. And again, the website of reference is Independa.com. Keon, thanks so much for joining us on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it's been a pleasure, as always.
You bet it has. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Technology and Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.